Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. Do you when you're traveling, do you have a rider? Do you have a rider?
Yeah, well, it hasn't changed since I was like 19.
So it's like a couple of Jaeger bombs and Harry some condoms. That's what you asked for.
What?
And a box of lube.
What is your?
I only have box wine and box lube.
I can't even respond. I don't, you're just a joke. No, my rider is not lube. Oh, it annoys me that
you get
find
one of those
you
things. You get one of those things. You know, there's like flesh torches, and you stick it to your wall in the hotel room. Jack, what are you doing? Leave me alone.
The sad thing is, Jamie actually has a flashlight.
Is that what happens in the second half of the podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, bring out the flashlights.
Hello everyone, welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We are still joined with Jack Whitehall. Hey buddy.
Hey. Jack in the house.
Oh, was that not part of the podcast?
No, it's part of the podcast.
Yeah, but it's just
I thought that was a sly advert for Fleshlight.
That is.
His own ring.
And also, the funny enough, that was authentic.
Yeah. Candy Kittens, Fleshlight.
Yeah, just go and eat Candy Kittens as well, using your Fleshlight. There's nothing better. Dude, speaking of like sweaty bodies and things like that, You've been working out recently, haven't you? And you've been working out with pretty much the ultimate person of workouts.
Oh, the proud lot.
Oh yeah, you baby, pal. Swipe up. I hope you're having a sunshine and
sunshine and day says the name discount, baby.
The funny thing about
on the rings, and all.
Jack had two obsessions in his life. His first obsession was Andy Jordan and his song Flirty. Flirty, flirty, flirty. I am dirty, dirty, dirty. The song's like, and his second obsession is now Ollie Proudlock.
Just Ollie's Instagram. He's the best on Instagram. He's one Instagram.
Yeah.
He has one Instagram.
You've been working out, and you've been working out with the ultimate people who probably the most jacked people, the Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
And has he taken you on a couple of workouts or no?
I went to the Iron Paradise for a little workout.
Is that like LA? Is that Muscle Beach?
No, Iron Paradise is his traveling gym. So every time he does a film, he has to bring out his own gym, because obviously he goes to a normal gym and he just gets mobbed for.
That must be so heavy.
By everyone.
Where does he carry it?
Yeah, it's like shipped over.
But you're lying.
The most amazing gym you've ever seen.
But and it has everything.
Yeah, it's got all the
and how
stuff.
Much does the whole gym weigh?
I don't know.
Why would you lift that?
Well, because you'd know how much if you're shipping it, how much it weighed.
Yeah, but I wasn't shipping it. But it's a lot of stuff.
You didn't ship it for
it's
him.
Like a state of the art gym, and so I was very honoured to be allowed in because it's his special place, and I don't think many people are allowed in. But he let me go there. And
so he liked
it. Did some working out.
And did you actually do working out, or did you just lift a weight and like?
I did a bit of the like cross trainer.
Oh, is that the one? Is that the one we go?
It's the one like your Morris dancing.
Oh, right. Oh, did you do the one where you like...
The Morris dancing machine.
The hip abduction where you go...
Yeah, I did a bit of that. The glutes.
Let's describe that one. That is your favourite. Jack's one is, you know, where you sit down and you have the two sort of pillows on either side of your leg and you open up your legs.
Oh,
wide.
I like that one. Yeah,
what, yeah, but what is that? What the is groin. That muscle used for?
To strengthen the groin.
Yeah, but, your
when,
groin.
When are you using your groin muscles?
I use it all the time.
And that's where you're going wrong, Francis.
Opening doors.
Yeah.
After you, and then I'll use my knees for that.
But they're stability muscles, anyway.
Moving stuff around the house.
Yeah,
why
true.
Use your hands if you've got really strong groin muscles? Yeah.
But what? And also, I think I just want to touch on that. What is he like as a guy? Is he just as cool as he sort of handles himself?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a very, very inspiring person to meet. He's very kind and funny and gives everyone a lot of time and is like, I mean, you know, we had a day where he had a load of kids from the Make-A-Wish Foundation onto the set and he was incredible with them. And he's doing like so many other things at the same time as doing the film. He's like a proper like businessman and he's building like a brand and a legacy and he's very, very impressive.
So you felt like a mere mortal compared to him?
Well, I mean, yeah. You feel lazy in his presence.
And
see myself as quite a hard-working person.
Oh, so you just... Because it's like I check out like Mark Wahlberg now on Instagram.
Do you know what? I have a bone to pick with this whole Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg, his schedule.
So it's
his schedule. Okay,
have you actually looked at it? Because it is ridiculous and I call bullshit, I'm afraid. Because Mark Wahlberg, we're
calling you out.
So he gives himself an hour and a half. His time management is clearly terrible.
Should we get it off?
He gives himself an hour and a half
I haven't seen
to
it.
Take a shower. He gives himself an hour and a half to take a 90 minutes.
But wait, are we talking
in
about
the shower? He gives himself like 45 minutes to pray. Okay, I think how much is he praying for?
What is he really
praying for? Is it really that bad, Mark? And then lastly, okay, he's got half an hour for golf and 90 minutes for a shower. And then he has like an hour and a half for a snack. How long is this snack? He wouldn't need to wake up at 2:30 in the morning if he just managed his time and didn't take like 90-minute showers.
Do you know what I've realised? And the way to give him an extra couple of hours in bed, pray in the shower. With a snack.
Exactly, with
get a snack that can get wet. Look,
Mark, you don't have to do this
to
yourself.
You don't have to put yourself
through this pain.
You're right.
Do you have his schedule? Do you have
we
it?
We should send him a... We should somehow get him a message to him that we could really streamline his
we
day.
We could really streamline
Francis
his day.
Francis has looked at it. He's crunched the numbers.
It doesn't make
and
sense.
He's worked out a way of
you're
making...
You're wasting valuable time in the shower. And you must be like a prune.
He must be a prune. That is... That's the rest of the day. Just drying himself out.
Yeah. I was just like, this cannot be true, can it?
But where did you see this?
It's everywhere. And I was just like...
2:30, wake up. 2:45, pray. 3:15, breakfast. 3:40 to 5:15, workout. 5:30, post-workout meal.
Then what does he do for the rest?
There's a full schedule.
There's more stuff.
There's a full schedule.
There's like family time as well,
isn't family
there?
Time. But then he has... Yeah, so he's... 45 minutes...
As well, the shower, we're factoring in, we'll give him a
90 minutes for a shower and then half an hour for golf.
But
and
the
then
thing that Jamie likes doing a lot, that will
praying.
Factor in, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the praying with one hand. That's factored into shower time.
That takes me about 40 minutes to pray with
and
one hand.
And maybe just swiped up. Yeah.
Oh, sugar. So here we go. So this is it. I've got it right here. So wait, hold on. Jack, why don't you read this out, his schedule?
2:30, wake up. 2:45, prayer time. 3:15, breakfast.
So let's just say how long it takes him to do each thing.
Okay, no, because that's going to involve maths as well, so you better do that. Because
I think you already look stupid by saying that.
Yeah. I'm next to you, so I'll be fine.
So it takes him 15 minutes to wake up.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. We'll give him that.
Yeah. Half an hour for prayer.
Okay. We don't know, like, prayer.
Oh, no, because then it gives specific time. So then it says...
Hold on, Francis, I say the same prayer every morning. I say the same prayer every morning. Benedict Nobis, Dom de Deus, Acquies, Tonius Tuus, Quaeda Tua, Ladi Tati, Simpsons Dory, Quaen Christum, Dom Nostrum, Amen.
So how
does he take half an hour to say that?
So his breakfast... his breakfast takes 25 minutes, and then he's in the gym for... 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'd have
two and a half hours.
My movie about three
Then his post-workout meal takes half an hour. His shower takes 90 minutes.
That's the crazy bit. You're right.
That's the bullshit.
Then he has half an hour of golf.
Wait.
Then
but you can't have half an hour
half
of
an
golf.
Half an hour of golf and a 90-minute shower. And then he has an hour and a half long snack.
That's just lunch.
No, that's at 8 a.m.
What?
8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Oh, and then he has an hour in the cryo chamber.
You can't do an hour in the cryo chamber. You do 3 minutes.
Okay, but then he has a faster snack. He has a half an hour snack at 10:30. So he's obviously getting more efficient at snacking throughout the day. A lot of snacks going on here. And then, all right, 1 to 2. Then he has lunch after family time. So that's nice. He leaves 11 to 1 p.m. for family time. Meetings, work calls. So actually, he's doing his work in that family time. And also, he's obviously not doing any work when he's snacking in that hour and a half. He's snacking. He's just snacking.
Keep dissecting it.
He's literally just snacking. And then 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. is another lunch. So that's lunch.
Is there family time?
So no. Then 2 p.m. meetings. 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So an hour for meetings and work calls. So he hasn't been doing any of that in any of the other time. He is just a bit fast and loose with his time.
Keep going.
Then 30 minutes to pick up the kids. That seems about right. Okay, then he's got another half an hour snack. And then another workout number 2 for an hour. And then and then half an hour. So
what's the shower at the end of the day?
So I could save him. He's got a shower at the end of the day as well.
How long does that take?
That takes half an hour.
What?
Early one's so thorough, probably doesn't need it.
Yeah, I think I could save him 4 or 5 hours, which would mean he'd wake up at 8. 8:30. Then he can just get with the program and live like a normal life.
Get in touch, Francis.
Because I don't know if he posted it on his Instagram. So this is obviously
Did he post it on his Instagram between 3 and 4?
Okay, 20.
When's Instagramming?
work period.
Exactly, because
I hope it's during family time.
Yeah, good question. That's what I want to know. But I don't know. Like this is like I think. It's kind of lame of him to like make this up if that's because it's clearly made up unless it's like his ideal like what he wants to do but like no one wakes up at 2:30 I'm sorry it's just nonsense and like has a 90 minute shower.
What time does he go to bed?
Oh, it's 7:30.
When does he listen to the Private Parts podcast?
Yeah, exactly. But like also he must not have very much going on like in the way of like film schedules. Like what is that all around him like?
He's filmed loads of films.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's got a burger restaurant.
Exactly. What time does he go to this burger restaurant? He's got, sorry, everyone out at 7:30. I've got bed.
Yeah.
It's my bedtime.
Wow.
But speaking of schedules, man.
How could you run a restaurant?
Well, exactly. It's bullshit.
Sorry,
Mark.
But speaking of schedules, right? So, Jack, your schedule is crazy at the moment. You've just finished your movie Jungle Cruise, which is coming out next year.
Next year, sometime.
Next year with you, Emily Blunt, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's going to be insane. Brand new Disney movie. You've just got your new Father Travels one. Travels with the father.
Travels with my father.
Travels with my
said
father.
Said the name of it wrong twice there.
Jack's travels with Jamie's father.
Jack travels with Jamie's father.
And you just shot season 2 of that, haven't you?
Yeah.
And what's that going to be like?
It's fun. It's really fun. This time round, we went through Europe. We went into Eastern Europe, Romania, Ukraine, Turkey. We went to Moldova. For me, that was the key, to go to Moldova because I'm obsessed with the Eurovision Song Contest. And I love Epic Sax Guy. Do you remember him?
He's Epic
Sax
Guy.
He's an internet sensation. He's the guy that plays the sax, like really sexy, and he entered...
A real saxophone?
Yeah, Epic Sax Guy. How have you never seen Epic Sax Guy?
I've never seen
him. He was a Eurovision Song Contest contestant from Moldova. Anyway, we tracked them down and I ended up performing in front of the president of Moldova with Epic Sax Guy on the Sunstroke project.
Well,
were you dancing?
Dancing on stage.
Wow.
Live. It was amazing. So that was pretty crazy.
But also, wait, hold on, let's see this guy. I want to see this. So this is a saxophone guy called
People listening will know Epic Sax Guy.
I don't think they will. I mean,
no,
I remember
Jamie, you asked me when Brexit happened. You were like, so does that mean that we won't be able to enter the Eurovision Song Contest?
No, I did not say that.
You did.
No, I did not.
You did.
No,
you did.
I'm with you, though. I mean, it means we're never going to win.
Let me have a look. Okay, let's have a look at this.
This guy.
Hang on. Stop what you're doing because we've got a word from our sponsors.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now back to the podcast.
He's from. Is he from? He's from Moldova.
He's from Moldova. That's why I went.
Have you
to
not been listening?
This guy.
He's like the sax man.
He's done that groin thing that you do in the gym.
That's why I'm doing that thing in the gym to be able to do this like him.
Go and check him out, guys. He's on YouTube. He's called Epic Sax Guy. He's got 58 million views.
Yeah, it was 58 million views. Anyway, I found them.
He's going to have a few million more after this.
But the thing I want to know, you're traveling with your dad. The first one was basically about the fact that you didn't have a gap year, so you wanted to go and take a gap year, and you thought the best person to go with is your father.
Yeah.
Father Whitehall, who is the type of guy who, you know, he's never taken a bath, isn't that right?
Or
has he taken a bath?
What? Where on earth did you get that from? Oh, no, he baths every morning.
No, he hates swimming. He's never swum.
That's very different. He can't swim. He's never taken a bath.
Yes, he's never taken a bath. No. He's never swum, isn't
he's
that
never
right?
Swum, no.
And you thought it would be the best person to take with you, right?
Yeah, I took him. So the first series was me taking him on a gap year, and this series was him sort of taking me on a grand cultural tour of Europe and trying to broaden my horizons and get me to learn about culture.
And you went to Chernobyl.
We went to Chernobyl, yeah.
Explain what that is. That is, you know, the place where
There was the nuclear meltdown, and it's now been turned into like a weird tourist attraction where you can go and walk around this like city that got abandoned.
Did you bring a Geiger meter?
Yeah, there's a guy with a Geiger meter. It's very scary because everywhere you're walking around, there's this guy with a Geiger meter to check for radiation. But it's quite weird as well because it is also like a tourist destination. There's a canteen in Chernobyl.
It's so weird.
Do you want to eat the food in the canteen?
Yeah. You just get a chicken with like three legs. It's very, very weird. And so we went in there and like were shown around. It was a really cool place to go.
Is it creepy? Or?
It sounds weird, but to go there and see it all and to see this like place that was literally they just left it. So it's like an abandoned city. In the middle of the Ukraine, and so
similar thing at the where they had the nuclear meltdown in Japan recently after the tidal wave.
Yeah,
that is the same. There's, you know, you can go there as a tourist. And
can you go there as a tourist?
There's a documentary on it. Well, this guy Dark Tourist, where he goes to all these, you know, dark places. As a tourist. But actually, we now...
Dark as in light or dark as,
no, as in
like humour?
Dark. As in your sex life.
But Jack, you know, you it's out on Netflix.
It's fun.
It's fun. You can watch the first series. If the second one's not out, it is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, it's true. There's a first series
There's
already.
There's a first series already
that.
There.
If not, The Crown and, or something like that. Just watch that to tide you over.
Or if not, you've got your stand-up on there.
I've got my stand-up. There's plenty of... There's so much stuff on Netflix.
Yeah.
Ozark.
Yeah,
I'm just plugging other shows on Netflix. Yeah, watch our show, but while you're there,
there's loads of stuff on Now TV as well.
And oh,
Do you think how
other streaming services are available?
Right, yeah.
But actually, Now TV is the best.
Did you, Jack? And also, can you give a little like funny anecdote? What happened? Was there a really funny moment or scary moment or interesting moment that happened with your dad on this new show at all? That comes to mind. I still think one of the best things that I've ever heard is when in the first series you were on a train and the guy came in and said, he said, "Hi, your father said, hi, I'm your steward." And he went, "Thank you, Stuart."
Yeah, he was. The one that happened on the first series that was really weird was we'd gone to Thailand, to Bangkok, and it would have been the first time my dad had been in a bath on a long haul flight. And so he had quite bad back problems. So we arrived at the hotel in Bangkok, and he was like, "I've got a really sore back. Can you get someone to come and help with that?" And they were like, "Yeah, we could send a masseuse to come and, you know, give you a sports massage." And I was like, "Yeah, that'll help. So we should do that and book that in." And my dad went away from the concierge, and he was like, "Okay, well, if there is a massage person coming over, then you should be there as well." I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, we're in Bangkok. I know what happens in these places, so you're going to have to make sure that no funny business happens." I was like, "What do you mean funny business? This is like a sports massage. This is not like you've not gone to some massage parlor on a back street. This is a professional sports masseuse coming to our hotel to help you with your injured back." And he was like, "I want you there. You have to be there because I don't trust her." So then this lady arrived, and I literally had to sit there to monitor it to make sure that this woman could resist the urge to try and wank off my dad. And I'm sat there in the corner of this room, like watching my dad get a back rub in a hotel room. I'm thinking, what have I let myself?
But also then suddenly it would probably creep in your head thinking, but what happens if she suddenly does start jerking off my dad? That would be, stop it, what do you shout?
Well, I would tell her to stop, obviously, but that was never going to be the case. Let's not even imagine that scenario, because that's not even a scenario that ever would have occurred.
Right, Francis, on that note,
charges for a couple's massage as well. Like, I was getting something out of it. Like, it was, I just enjoyed
cuckolding.
Yeah.
You'd be Dutch ruddering your father.
I don't know what that is. I don't want to know what that is.
Right, Francis, let's have the answer to the question of the week.
No, we've actually got to have my diary first.
No, I think we should do the answer to the question first.
No, because then everyone will switch off and they won't hear my fabulous diary.
Great idea. Okay.
Yeah. It's not that great, actually, but...
Got up, 2:30 a.m. Shower, 1 hour.
and also, we always have the questions with the answer of the week. At the end of the...
That was a good one. Okay, go.
My car is currently in the garage, and it has reminded me how much learning to drive at 29 has changed my life. The fact that I can turn up somewhere and then just get in my car and leave whenever I want to go... and go straight to wherever I need to go.
Hang on, are you just explaining the concept of a car? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in your diary.
It's brilliant. The only downside is the traffic. But one day I will complete my helicopter license and then I will overcome this snag. I have only flown a few hours, but it was one of the most exhilarating experiences of my life. In one instant, I knew what it was like to be a bumblebee.
Well, you made honey.
He had honey coming out of his arse.
Obviously, just in a flying capacity. I couldn't begin to understand the fear and sense of dread they're feeling as being one of the nearly on the brink of extinction.
Is that your diary?
Did you actually write this as a diary entry?
Yeah. No, I cannot imagine the fear or sense of dread they are feeling being as they are on the brink of extinction.
He loves bees.
Bumblebees are on the brink. They're one of the endangered species.
Sweet.
And that's... Well, I've got one about Fashion Week, but it's a bit...
Is it as racy as the lot?
Yeah.
What if you were given a jumper that had yellow and black stripes, and that could help you further understand what it's like to be a bumblebee?
Well, that would be style, not fashion.
Okay.
And I'm all for it.
I just want you to know exactly what it's like to be a bee.
But Francis only wears blue. This is the thing. He only wears blue.
He's wearing white.
Oh, yeah, apart from his shirt. But normally the others... Imagine if I gone nuts there. He only wears blue. But you do.
I have a uniform of blue because it's easier to do the laundry.
Is that really why you do it?
Yeah, because I just wash it all in one go.
So purely just for convenient reasons.
Yeah, because, I have a uniform for convenience, so I don't have to waste time thinking about what I'm going to wear.
Because your schedule's so busy from 3 a.m.
No, but, like, I don't care about, like, fashion, or, you know, I care about, you know, having something that works, that I can go and just get on with
the day.
And then so then if I need to do the laundry, I can do it all in one go, in one load, and then I've got all my laundry done.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Hey, and Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy.
Do you remember what the question was?
Yeah. What was it?
What is Dutch ruddering?
Yeah. What is a Dutch rudder?
Well, you're both wrong about that.
What a Dutch rudder is.
What is it?
The question of the week was...
Do you want to know what a Dutch rudder is?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, fine.
What is parthenophobia?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and Jack said it was... you said it was the...
Obviously, phobia is a fear.
Correct.
We got that bit. Yeah. It was the other bit that we're struggling with.
And I said it was the fear of the path that you're going to lead in life.
But it's spelled P-A-R-T-H.
Yeah.
And he's still going with that answer.
And Jack, what was your answer?
Fear of the Parthenon.
Fear of the Parthenon. Well, it's actually a fear of virgins.
So it is a fear of Jamie, like you said.
It is a fear of Jamie. That was a massive hint.
That was a massive hint.
Very funny, team. Very funny.
Well,
Jack, listen, buddy, that's all we got time for. Thank you so much for coming on. We freaking love you. Go and watch Jack's new show on Netflix. It's coming up very soon. Your movie's coming out next year. It's going to be fantastic. Buddy, we love you. And as always, we like to leave our guests with something inspirational.
Over to you. If you'd listened to part two, you'd know this.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me something inspirational.
No, you do it for our guests. Make it good.
Okay, just make sure with life that you take risks, you are impulsive, you go and you enjoy. So say, for example, you lived in the Loughborough area and there was a show that hadn't sold many tickets and you saw an advert for it and you thought, I don't really like these two guys, they're just two posh wallies chatting nonsense, but you know what, I'm just going to chance it and I'm going to go to the Loughborough, what's it called?
It's not just Loughborough, actually, 23 days.
I'm not doing it for each day. Oh, just do it for the one day that you said
we'll
I didn't solve very well.
Dub that
but
in.
Anyway.
It's the town hall.
Go to Loughborough Town Hall. It's going to be a cracking night. And
just do it for, Southport as well. Say
just
Southport
go.
As well.
Southport.
And Corby.
And Corby.
And
we want to give a big shout out to
Now TV.
Yeah, which is a streaming service who are sponsoring our tour. You guys freaking rock. Thank you for sponsoring us. We love you. Jack, buddy, thank you so much. We love you. We'll see you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.